4 or whatever. You there, Patrick?
Richard, KO4HTX here. Hope you're having a good start to your day.
I guess I am. I'm kind of having a good wind down to my day. I fell asleep at my desk and heard you when you signed on a minute ago and got up and got me a cup of decaf coffee and decided I'd try to catch you before I went to bed.
Had a good night, Richard. Thanks for coming back to me. I do appreciate that. But I hope everything's been going good for you.
Everything's good for me. I got some buddies that are sick that I'm praying for. Got one in particular named Bobby, and when you say your prayers, remember him. He's down in Augusta, and he's got, he's got cancer, and I can't remember where it is right this minute, but then he had sepsis, you know, he got that in his body, too. But anyway, he was a good guy. I met him, I was just a kid. I was just getting out of high school when I met him. And by the time I was getting out of high school, he was headed to Vietnam. And he came back. And if you had known him when he was headed to Vietnam, and when he got back, he was an entirely different person. But he's a good guy. His name's Bobby Vernoy.
We do that. Hate that that's happening to him, but maybe he'll recover here from it soon.
He's one of those guys that was kind of like a, I had a couple of guys that were kind of like big brothers to me, and he was one of them. And he's, of course, he's nothing like what he used to be. And thank goodness none of us are, but he's a really fine man. He really is.
Like that you meet in your life and help guide you through your life. Yeah, you need to treasure those. They're few and far between anymore.
I tell you, I had one like I've never had before, and if you can get a guy like this, you're a rich man. He was a guy. I went to work for Southern Railway in 1970, and just kind of a, well, for a chance thing that I got hired to begin with. But I met this guy out there named Bill Gregory. Bill was kind of like my best buddy, and he was kind of like my big brother. It was kind of like a dad, all wrapped up in one. I've never had a friend like that. But if you ever have a friend, if you can ever get one like that, you'll be a rich man. And Bill lives, let's see, that was January of 71. And he retired in December of 80. So I worked with him for 10 years. And we both had a lot of common interests, like ham radio and bluegrass music and stuff like that we loved. And, I kept up with him after he retired in 80. as long as he lived, and he lived for about 15 more years. And I just thank the good Lord every day for sending me a friend like that. You just, I never knew you could have a buddy like that, really.
Those are the real treasures, like that. And they're few, like I said earlier, few and far between. It's a rare find anymore.
One of those guys, Patrick, kind of like, there'd be other guys that be talking to you about drinking liquor and chasing women, and Bill would be talking to you about going to Sunday school and tithing. So, but yet he could be one of the funniest guys you ever listened to and have you laughing so hard your sides would hurt.
And they are something else. and just like I said, you got to treasure those.
And are you headed down towards Greenville today?
Greer Taylor's area today. I'm actually on 290 right now, heading into Greer.
Well, good. I hope everything goes good for you. I'm going to try to go on in here and crawl into bed and get a few hours sleep. K4ROW.
Good to talk to you this morning. I hope you get you some rest. I hope you have a wonderful day. And thanks for coming back to me. KO4HKX. I'll be... Over monitoring, 7-3 Richard.
KN4 TF, that's.
TF.
Bobby, I hope everybody has a good day, and y'all, I'll look out and take care of each other and stand up for what's right. It's getting, I don't know. I got friends and they got wives, and how they coming up with some of their political stuff, I don't know. But anyway, K4ROW, 73's guys, have a good day. Take care. I'll talk to you later.
Morning, Andrew. Hope both of y'all having a good start to your day.
I'm good over here. KN4 TFW.
It's getting better. It's Friday Eve. Oh, man, I'm ready.
Good week, Andrew.
Slow down yet. It's slowly getting better. I mean, we're getting a little better, but golly, I mean, it's just, I watch the mistakes we're making every day, and it's just like, man, y'all have got to pick it up. I mean, I had to take the music away because we were listening to headphones, and I'm like, y'all are just too distracted. You got to focus. Hopefully it'll get better soon, but that's the biggest thing, is just people need to focus and make sure they're building the car right and finishing it.
Who's out for long, and everybody gets their head where it needs to be.
In the September is what I'm hoping for. A couple more weeks, hopefully we'll smooth back down to where we were. But how's y'all's week been so far?
Well, over here, just one more day before vacation starts.
Good week. Nothing's broke down yet, and everything seems to be running smooth, so no complaints here, and today is my Friday, so, and get an extra day this weekend, so I'm looking forward to it.
3-day weekend. Good day for you.
You know where?
Sunday school left. with, and then I got work on it, so hopefully I can go Saturday. I didn't think about that the other day. So far, I haven't had as much time as I need.
You know, I'm trying to come up Saturday, is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Between now and then, I just got to work on my lesson. That way I'll be ready and can come home Saturday and finish it up.
Planning on going to Saturday, so give us a shout. We'll try to meet up.
Planning on getting up there.
Yeah, but probably 8:30, 9 o'clock, somewhere in that area.
If y'all nail down the time or it changes, let me know. And I'll try to time my arrival for that.
You bringing the wife and kids with you?
Trip, right?
Says it's supposed to be in the low 80s.
The forecast for next week? In the mid to upper 70s down here for a high next week. So it's going to be a nice week. I think it got some rain in the forecast, but still temperatures are going to be very nice.
I'm ready for the hot weather to start going away and giving us some nice, comfortable days.
Maybe fall has arrived a couple weeks early this year.
Plan a family camping trip. That way the wife can go tent camping. And I don't know if we're going to be able to work it out. We've got a Virginia creeper coming up September, and then a couple weeks later, we've got our October camp out, so it's going to be tight. Going to be camping weather.
To say it is, this is probably the best time to go camping is when it's cooling down like this.
Plan for when you're at the beach, you're just going to relax the whole time.
It's going to relax. We're just fishing from the beach and doing a little bit of exploring the campground, a little hiking. That's about it. Just mostly chilling out and as much fishing as we can squeeze in.
What's going on while y'all down there?
Turtles.
Yeah, roger that.
No, I don't know when they hatch out or anything, so I imagine they probably got some nests marked or something, but that's all I know.
It's pretty booked up down there whenever it comes time for the turtles to come in and then whenever the nests are supposed to start hatching.
The beach, South Carolina, is the busiest park.
Think about it. I mean, because it's really just a couple months that they have that. And then, what, maybe the horseshoe crabs? About the only other thing I can think of.
Yeah, but it sure is hard to get in there. I mean, you got to keep checking and checking and checking.
Camping, so I'll have to call down there and actually try to reserve the group camping.
While I'm down there, see if I can send you some pics of it.
Appreciate that. Hopefully there's no turtles, not turtles, but no spots where alligators are next door to it.
To have them down there. Supposed to be there all the time down there in their swamp area. And then I know the horseshoe crab timing is like in May.
Let's see. Shoot, we need to, the three of us need to plan a group camping trip somewhere and have the families come along.
Delay there. I'm just pulled up and setting the parking brakes.
Outside the group camping is it's more primitive, you know. Usually won't be electricity, but you'll have some access to water and usually a pit toilet or port-a-john.
And this morning.
Patch, Mike, give me a minute. I didn't catch any of that.
The truck, Patch. Out in the back of the truck, taking that.
Some of the foam mats that we sell for guys to lay on a creep, to call them the foam creeper. I've thought some of those down in Florida to lay it down on them.
If I'm jealous of her about she can take a nap during the day, I'm like, man, I'd be able to take a nap at work.
I got back in 2020. I had to stop and do that on the way home. I couldn't make it. I was exhausted.
gentlemen, I'm getting off of my exit, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be good, be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Andrew, hope you have a great day. KO4HKX.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one, and we'll catch you later. KN4TFW. Now, what was you asking me, Patrick?
Anything I said, I just can't quit yawning this morning.
But I know the feeling.
They're just that way, aren't they?
When you wake up in the morning and you think, man, only 16 more hours and I can go back to bed.
A little more than that for me. I'm falling for you. I got customers coming, so you be careful the rest of your trip. And I'll try to keep an ear out for you this afternoon. And if I don't, you enjoy your trip next week. And stay safe. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Patrick, have an awesome, safe day. We'll catch you later. KN4 TFW.